Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
The views and opinions expressed by individuals on the following program do not necessarily reflect those of the network, Guys Guy Radio, and its platforms. It's Guys Guy Radio. Here's your host, Robert Manny.
Welcome to Guys Guys Radio. This is your host, Robert Manny, welcoming you to the show where men and women can be at their best and everyone wins, Guys Guys Radio. We're here to inform you, inspire you, empower you, and get you to think, feel, and who knows, maybe even act by virtue of the journeys, stories, experiences, and insights of the guests I bring you each and every week to the show. Once again, this week is no exception. Today, we're going to talk about astrology. Yes, astrology. And it's this very special brand of astrology called evolutionary astrology. Our guest is Shannon Gill, who synthesizes a lot of different versions of astrology, along with some Jungian philosophy and metaphysics and Buddhist philosophy and all other kinds of stuff. But we're going to get a look at what's going here. We're going to look into the stars and determine what's going on right here on planet Earth. And we'll get into all the different star signs. And she's going to do a little reading that she put together on me. And so you get a taste as to how to work with an astrologer and what you can expect to learn and what you're not going to get. They don't really predict the future, but they will tell you a little bit about who you are and your path and what might be up ahead. So the way most people look at astrology is they look at their birth date and they say, oh, I'm a Pisces. And then they look at a chart and saying, oh, here's my compatible signs and here's some aspects of kind of who I am as a Pisces. I like the water, etc. But there's a lot more to it than that. And so you might be misleading yourself if you just scratch the surface that way, because that's the sun sign we're looking at. But you also have there's a moon sign and there's the ascendant rising sign and a lot more when we're dealing with astrology. So it really helps to have your chart interpreted by a professional. The way they often work is you will provide your name, the exact location where you were born, the city or town that you were born in, and the exact time that you came into this world to the minute. And if you don't have that information, maybe ask your friend, your family, or see if there's some type of record of that, because that's going to help determine your astrological chart. And once the astrologer gets that information, they put it into a program, usually a computer program, and they're going to get something that comes out. And you've probably seen them on a piece of paper. There's some circles. There's a bunch of symbols within the circle on the outer edges, and then there's some lines going through which show you a lot of different information about kind of your background and what type of person you are characteristic-wise and where you might be headed in this incarnation. So worth checking out. And my special guest, once again, is Shannon Gill, and we're going to talk about astrology right here on Guys Guys Radio and TV.
The station that makes you feel good.
Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
UK House Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, guys, radio, it is the interview portion of our show, and today we are going to discuss astrology and a lot more with a very special guest, a new guest, Shannon Gill. Let me tell you a little bit about Shannon. Shannon is an evolutionary astrologer, and we'll get into what that is and what that's all about, a Jungian counselor, a healing arts therapist, and an ecstatic dance facilitator, amongst many other things. She's co-founder of the Shift Foundation, co-founder of the Astram Alliance Astrology School, and she's got a nonprofit called the Shift Foundation, and she's involved in so many other things, the Lotus Bend Sanctuary and Retreat Center, the ISAR Conference, a facilitator there, the Vedic Institute of Astrology Conference Facilitators, and wow, so much more. So welcome to Guys Radio, Shannon Gill.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. Sounds like I've been busy from
my goodness gracious. Well, you know, you certainly have a robust set of skills relating to astrology and so much more. So how did you get into astrology? What's your background? Were you always on this path? And then we'll get into a little bit about astrology itself.
Yeah, thanks. I think that my own path of evolution led me to astrology, which came from a lot of challenge, actually, as a young person. As many of us have, I lost a parent very young, and actually during the 80s and during the AIDS epidemic, and watched my father and all of his beautiful creative friends die. And it was a series of things like that: loss, addiction to, you know, embezzlement of my trust fund. So basically, the way that I understand it, I like to describe it, is that I was thrust into the underworld at a young age.
Wow.
And that is what I understand now was an initiation into waking up to this whole other dimension. And so, you know, my entryway into healing came from just trying to survive my own journey, actually. Mm-hmm. And it actually started with music. To be honest, I found that vibration through music and dancing gave me some relief. And then actually I would maybe even cry. I mean, think, you know, we hear music, but we hear tears. And it led me to study music therapy. And so that was my entry into healing. And then that took me to a Buddhist university in Colorado, started working with the levels of consciousness and mind, because even though I felt better, I found that my mind was still occupying some negative spaces. And so, you know, it was kind of like I was just on this sort of meandering journey of trying to figure out how to feel better and how to get out of the pain. And so it started at music, then it went into meditation, and I have a degree in Buddhist psychology. And then, you know, I'd always loved astrology. But I hadn't ever had a professional astrological reading until my 30th birthday. And it changed my life forever. The man who gave me the reading later became my teacher. It's Dr. Charles Bibeau. I like to give him credit because I still teach his work today. And he looked at my chart and he said, wow, you know, and what's interesting, I guess I should frame this, before this professional reading, when people would ever look at my chart, they would gasp and they would be like, oh, because I have 5 planets in the 8th house of Scorpio. And I know that probably doesn't mean a lot to a lot of people, but Scorpio is the shadow realm. It's the underworld. I know you know about it, Robert. And so I kind of feared my chart. I feared my life. And I'd already dealt with loss and intensity and all these very scorpionic things. But when my teacher, the astrologer, gave me the reading, he was able to reframe it in a way that was totally empowering. He said, wow, you have access to the highest levels of empowerment and awakening. And he said, but you first have to go through many dark nights of the soul. And so he was able to reframe what for me felt very scary, and I felt like a victim in a lot of ways to my life circumstances. And so that's what took me into, and I did a 3-year program at the Archetypal Academy with Dr. Bibeau, and then I went in to study evolutionary astrology. So there's many different schools of astrology, but I ended up studying for 6 years. I was already a union counselor and had a degree in Buddhist psychology, but I found that astrology was such an accelerated doorway into the soul. It's all right there. It's our cosmic mirror. And so as far as working with people to help them to unravel their issues, their complexes, wherever they're stuck, astrology became invaluable and is still today my number one tool.
Okay, wow, amazing. So you developed what's called evolutionary astrology. Now, how did you create that, and how did you synthesize it with Buddhism and Jungian psychology?
I actually am not the founder of evolutionary astrology, excuse me. That's Dane Rudyard and Stephen Forrest. And I studied with Maurice Fernandez. But what I did synthesize was I took archetypal astrology and synthesized it with evolutionary astrology. So archetypal astrology is sort of like we're all wearing a costume, right? In this life, you're a Sagittarius. In your next life, you might be a Gemini, right? And so understanding what the outfit that we have on is a way that we can find coherence in our life. So I love working with archetypes. I feel it also helps tap us into more of the mythical journey that we're on and to depersonalize our dramas and our stories and our woes. And so my sessions always start with the archetypal profile, but then there's the unchanging part of us, which is our soul. And that's the evolutionary part of the astrology, which looks at the soul's journey through the many incarnations. And through the chart, we're able to see the karma that we're bringing with us at the baggage, the suitcases that are weighing us down, and also the dharma, what our spiritual contract is. And so for me, this is the most important thing. Why are we here? How do we get ourselves out of suffering? How do we evolve into our highest capacity, our higher purpose? And at this exciting juncture on planet Earth, we're evolving as a species. We're becoming superhuman. We're tapping into our superpowers. And so my work has actually changed a lot over the last few years as we've been, edging ourselves through this portal, through the ages, the shift of the ages that we're finding ourselves.
Oh, let's talk about that. I had a whole set of questions, but let's talk here. You mentioned we're going through a portal right now. I think everybody is on the edge of their seat now, between all the stuff that's going on with the government and the economy, and now there's been so much light shed on the food supply, and then of course the after effects of the pandemic, et cetera, and everybody's polarized and full of fear these days, and just waiting for something to happen. They're saying, the grid's going to collapse, and this and that, and alien attacks, and everything else. What the heck is going on? What do people need to know right now?
Yeah, it's wild, isn't it? It's really mind-blowing. And there is an explanation. And this is why astrology is so profound to understand the complexity. And we understand through astrology that we are a series of cycles within cycles. And so I'm just going to note something. In 2019, I was on a podcast interview. They were interviewing me about what to expect for 2020. The year we'll never forget, right? And I was on a podcast that was recorded saying, and I actually didn't remember saying this. Somebody came to me in 2020 and said, "Oh my gosh, do you remember saying this at minute 46?" I said, "We better all be really prepared and wake up because we might wake up one morning with no food on the shelves and the lights are out."
No
And the
toilet
reason
paper.
why, and no toilet paper, exactly. The reason why is because all the astrologers were looking at this one specific astrological aspect, which was this Pluto, excuse me, which was this Saturn conjunction with Jupiter and Mars, and it was just this combustion of collective energy. And so all we have to do is look back in history and say, well, what happened last time that happened? And it was the start of something. It was a pandemic. It started a war. But the larger brushstroke, the more important thing to really understand the magnitude of all the rapid change is that we're looking at these very wide, long-term cycles that humanity goes through since the beginning of time. We're talking about thousands of year cycles, a 12,000 year cycle. And then within that, actually, every 2,000 years, we travel through another archetypal arena. And these are called the astrological ages. In Vedic astrology, they call it the Yuga cycles. You know, in Greece, they called it, the Iron Age, the Golden Age, the Bronze Age. And these are these epochs of time that depict the collective consciousness for that period. So everything, environmental, political, religious, social, will be wrapped up in a certain energetic archetypal paradigm for 2,000 years. And so this is, again, the power of astrology or understanding how to read code and myth. It's all intertwined in the Bible. All the sacred texts point to these turning points where there's an end of an era and there's a beginning of an era. So that's where we find ourselves right now. And so we are at the end. We are literally midwifing the death of the Pisces age and midwifing the birth of the Aquarian age. And it is typical when we sit at the cusp as a humanity, it's completely chaotic. There's world wars, there's pandemic, there's storms. And I think that the way I like to help people trust this process is that it's how we evolve is alchemically is no different than nature. Nature goes through the continual decay process, right? And the rebirth. Here we are at the spring. We're being reborn. We didn't freak out in the fall around Halloween when everything was dying. No, we actually celebrate that. We actually celebrate Dia de los Muertos. There's something that is very organic about it. So we need to stretch our capacity to also trust that, of course, if we're going to die to a 2,000-year age and midwife a new one, the death process will be quite something. It will be quite intense. And so the Pisces age that is dissolving, is an age of duality. The glyph for Pisces is the two fish swimming in opposite directions. Humanity has gone through these long epochs of time of amnesia, falling asleep and waking up. And we were in the dark ages, and the Pisces age was the sleep. Now that we're coming back up towards the light, the lights are going on literally and metaphorically. And this is this rise of the Christ consciousness. The return of Christ is actually within. And that's the shift out of duality of Pisces, that God is somewhere outside of us, to the new Aquarian age, where we wake up and remember that actually God is inside of us. And this is literally a biological process, which is the activation of our greatest technology, our chakras, our pineal gland, and then our crown, and connecting us up to the one source. And so we're standing at this most almost inconceivable colossal moment in history. If you think about 2,160 years, that's not 100 generations of our ancestors stood where we stand today. And we are the way showers. We are the ones that are, I see us as farmers. We're planting seeds for the future. The cusp could be 50, 100, 200 years. Because if we're talking about such long cycles, right? So this is a marathon. And to talk a little more about the Aquarian archetype, Aquarius is the one mind. Aquarius is where we remember we're all one human family, that we are all one organism. I like to call it organismic consciousness. And it's about our multidimensional self. Instead of being confined into more of a material realm, which we've been in the Pisces age, and we've been just destroying ourselves and destroying the planet from our amnesia of forgetting that we're actually all one energy source. So in this new Aquarian age, we're evolving to out of our just Homo sapien into more of a Homo luminous, our light body, into extraterrestrial connection, our light bodies, and our perhaps ET family, or even beyond. So this is why things are the way they are. And just to finish that last statement is that this is also why the collapse, the economy, the chaos, because the death process is chaotic and it's intense, and death is painful. But we also see the rise of the cryptocurrency, and we see this rise of this new Aquarian archetype as well.
Well, it's interesting because the death usually death comes, and people die or things die. And you're talking about the process of this change, maybe taking 50, 100, 200 years. We don't know. But it seems like, Shannon, and my special guest here, Shannon Gill, astrologer on Guys Radio today, it seems like things are happening faster, that the timelines, if you will, have been speeding up, where people said, oh, you know, alien disclosure, that could come maybe 2080 or something. Now it's like people are waiting like right now. So what do you see in terms of what you've been doing in terms of readings as to what's going on right now? And because it seems like everything's at a, I don't want to say a boiling point, but it's everything's coming together like now. It's not a 50 years in the future type of thing. It's like if it's a collapse, it seems like the pieces are being pulled off of the Jenga, the Jenga stack.
100%. I agree. You know, I think that part of why everything is happening now and speeding up is because Pluto finally entered Aquarius. That's our furthest planet, the last of the outer planets to enter Aquarius, because there's been a lot of, you know, a controversy. Well, are we there yet? Are we almost there? And Aquarius is an air sign, and it's, I call it, you know, the electrical, it's the lightning bolt of change in the hands of destiny. The nature of the archetype is fast. Air is fast moving. And so there's just this intrinsic elemental quality to Aquarius that is fast. And it's going to continue to get faster whenever summer gets here and Uranus, which is the ruler of Aquarius, moves into Gemini, which is another air sign and rules the mind and rules technology. You know, we haven't seen anything yet, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you're right. We're not in the same terrain that we were even 4 years ago.
As part of that, Shannon, is are we going to see, and a lot of people talked about this, kind of a shift of dual realities where mm-hmm. some people are going to, they want to stay with the 3D, if you will, and other people want to be part of an ascension in the new world in the 5D. And there's various aspects to that. I mean, some people are just comfortable with the way things are, and other people have had enough with it. Will people be living, like I noticed with friends and all, some people just fall away now faster than they would have in the past. Even people I've known for a long time, they just fall away and then new people come in very quickly. Are we going to see that all of us, there's going to be different realities occurring at the same time?
Oh, yes. I mean, we already see that. And so as an evolutionary astrologer, my whole focus is on the evolution of consciousness. And so, and we're not just straddling the ages, we're straddling the dimensional states. So like you say, so the third dimension is the, what is where all the chaos is right now and where it's going to continue to go through this like dissolution and transmutation, I guess you will say. But there's also those of us that have access to these higher frequencies that are feeling like, wow, there's so much magic, the synchronicities, the unlimited possibility, you know, the technologies that are available to help us to create this incredible future biologically, creatively, is all coming online. It's like magic. These realities are intersecting for sure, and which is a really good point. Like you say, this bifurcation is happening. There's going to be those that sort of just aren't on the same frequency. And so that was where I was going, is that this is a frequency game. I mean, everything. It's literally like attuning to the right radio dial. And I see with myself and my clients that people are popping in and out of the different frequencies. You can be like, whoa, flying high. And then boom, something triggers you and you're like in the hell realm. It's like, whoa, I thought I was done with that, you know? So, but we have the tools to get us back to these higher states of consciousness. And this is our practice right now. And I certainly think that when Uranus moves into Gemini in July, it's going to accelerate that divide, because Gemini is the twins. And so it's already implicit in this other duality. And Uranus is very chaotic. It's the storm of awakening. So I kind of feel like, I mean, there's some people that say, if you're not already on the train, you've missed it.
What do you think of that?
I believe in, I believe anybody can change. I believe anybody can wake up. I think that in the moment you can have a profound experience, and it's actually not like it used to be. It doesn't, we don't need to be in therapy for years. You know, I'm actually not a huge advocate of that. I think that's what we've did in the Pisces age. We just chase our tails around our stories, and that whole victim paradigm is what keeps us stuck. I actually think that we can take a quantum leap out of our suffering and our trauma much faster with, again, some of these incredible technologies, reprogramming neural pathways and dance and things that are actually fun and easy. And that, and I don't think anybody's a lost cause, but I do find it interesting. I think it's true for probably a lot of people because there is so much out there right now available if for those that have eyes and ears to see. And some people, they just can't, whatever we want to call it, cognitive dissonance. I don't know. And it's okay. And it's okay.
Okay, my special guest on Guys Radio, Shannon Gill, evolutionary astrologer, Jungian counselor, healing arts therapist, and ecstatic dance facilitator. Wow. How do you blend all of this together when you work with your clients? What can people expect when they work with you?
You know, Russell, my partner, is also, we do a lot of our work together. He's also an astrologer. He's more of an ontologist, more of a research astrologer. And we formed our nonprofit, the Shift Foundation, together 9 years ago. So we host a lot of events where we might, you know, teach astrology, and then we might create some kind of a ceremony on the land. And then we always want to dance because that's how we activate. You know, and we get out of the mind, and we connect our energy, and we're raising the vibration on the planet. So, you know, when we can be in person, we do that as much as we can. But one-on-one clients, we always are going to start with your soul blueprint. You know, that's your template, and we're going to go deep into that. I have been incorporating some new technologies as of recently. I'm really excited about. I'm actually teaching about some of this tonight. It's a Solex frequency technology, and it's Tesla and Rife. It's a blended technology to help us to heal. And you know, I've been teaching about frequency for years and years. I decided to finally jump in, and I've been pretty mind blown at what these tech how these technologies can help us with any of our physical ailments, but also our emotional, energetic frequencies that need upgrades. So I'm working with people in that way. I also am trained in ozone therapy, which is just something
Sure,
that fell into
yeah,
my
I am.
lap here recently. And so, you know, I'm excited. I'm a Virgo, so Virgo is all about mind, body, spirit integration. Anything that I can do that I feel helps assist us shift and evolve, I get excited about, and I just naturally want to share it.
Just a little bit off topic, but I think you would understand this and be able to articulate this better than I can. My wife and I worked with somebody last week, a future guest on the show, and we did a DNA activation. And it was all the different steps through the different chakras and the past, the present, the future. And since then, I have been sleeping like 10 hours a night. I have been like chugging water. And my wife feels very clear. She's gotten a lot out of this. I'm not sure what I'm getting out of it yet. What is your experience with DNA activations and what's your perspective on that?
Well, that's pretty much what I'm talking about with this
Okay,
Solex
terrific.
frequency medicine. It's exactly what it is. And it can be quite subtle, you know, like sleep, and just you just feel more clear. I just kind of like ironing out any kind of like internal agitations and reactivity, or it can be super profound. Like I'm working with someone on fertility. Some of the women, I'm fairly new to working with this medicine, but some of the women that I am learning from that have been doing it for years have seen miracles with cancer and diabetes and all kinds of
This
actual health.
over time, Shannon. I mean, I
Yeah.
personally, I feel like, and my wife even mentioned to me, I feel raw.
Oh, so like, just what is that raw? So like
Like
vulnerable, open.
no, emotional, up and
Yeah.
down, and like I'm up and then I'm down, and like not it's usually on an even keel, but I found this is kind of like shaking me up a little bit.
So maybe it helped to take some armor off.
Could be.
You know, I think that we kind of do that over time in our life to sort of protect ourselves. In Buddhism, they call it wind horse. It's the pain of pain. In order to truly, like the Bodhisattva, to be a spiritual warrior, we have to keep our heart open. And it's this visual of a horse with like a string tied to its tail that is pulling you forward. It's got a little bit of a clip in your heart. And so there's always this little bit of tinge of suffering or pain when we have our hearts open, because we have to feel everything.
Got it. Okay. Let's do this. I think for the benefit of our listeners, and some know a lot about astrology and some of them don't know too much, could you give us a snapshot of what the difference, how people, everyday people can use astrology? I know a lot of people check their horoscope, their daily horoscope. Usually that's based on a sun sign. But there's a lot more than that. And sometimes a sun sign, from my understanding, isn't even the right most important sign to be checking. You have your rising sign and your moon sign and all other kinds of stuff. How does astrology work? What can the everyday person, what should they do to get the most out of astrology so they can practice it?
Yes. So I'm a firm believer that you don't have to be an astrologer to have astrology serve your life. That literally, this is our map, our soul blueprint that our higher self set out for us. And I always say, if you're going on a trip, wouldn't you want to use your map? Some people like to wander around, and that's okay too. Mm-hmm. So what I would suggest is for everyone is to get to know your map and have at least one professional astrology reading in your life so that you're familiar with it and you can refer to it. Because you're right, we're more than just our sun sign. The sun is very important. The sun is our masculine expression. The moon is our feminine expression. The ascendant is how we evolve and how we're expressing ourselves in life. But for me, even more important is the evolutionary part, where it's called the destiny line that's in the chart. And this is the destiny of your soul through the many lifetimes. So this tells us what is keeping you stuck? What is your karma? What do you need to clean up? And of course, it's all subconscious. So for someone to be able to help you see that is pretty invaluable. And what is my dharma? What is my spiritual contract? And what area of my life is that? It's mind-blowingly invaluable. It's all in the chart. So starting with a reading, there's so many good apps out there nowadays, you know, where you can, it's just an incredible learning tool. AstroGold is one that I use. It's $30 or something like that. But there's free ones. And so getting the download first, which is, you know, an astrologer reflecting you back to you as being your sort of conjugate mirror, and then just becoming curious, every little bit. And then, you know, whenever you start to know a little bit about your chart, then you're going to naturally want to know, well, how is it that what is going on in the sky going to affect me now? And that's the transit. So, you know, we're in the eclipse portal right now. And I think by the time we air this, we won't be. But, you know, whatever the astrology is of the moment is going to have a global impact, but it's going to affect each individual differently based on your own map, on your own chart. So the fact that Pluto moved into Aquarius, well, what area of your life is that going to light up? It's going to be different for you than it is for me based on your specific birth time. So, yeah, I just need, like, dive in.
Okay, let's do it. So we had talked earlier and you were kind enough to say, hey, Robert, I'll take a look at your, you know, I'll take a look at your chart. And maybe we can talk about, I don't know if there's a soul purpose there or whatever, but I sent you my birthday, which it's December 22nd. So I'm right. And I was born at 26 minutes after midnight. So I'm right on the cusp between Sagittarius and Capricorn based on where I was born, which was Jersey City, New Jersey. And I gave you my birth date, the year and everything. So can we discuss that a little bit just as an example for people to know what they can expect when they work with you or another astrologer in terms of and what to listen for and know what's important about their chart?
Oh, yes. My favorite thing to do.
And I don't know what you're going to say.
So do I have 1 minute, 5 minutes?
Yeah, 5 minutes. Take
five minutes. Okay, great. So basically, this is a snapshot of the heavens at the moment of your birth. And so this is your soul's code that you are here to, that is here to help you remember why you're here. Mm-hmm. So every planet has meaning, but there's the dominant energies, which are what we call the archetypal rulers, sun, moon, ascendant. And so the sun, as I mentioned, is your masculine expression. For you is Sagittarius, the archetype of the teacher traveler. And so I see your sun sign as like, if we'll think about the light of the sun as the giver of life, this is your gift to life, which is to the purpose. Every archetype has a very specific purpose. Be on a never-ending journey of the expansion of your consciousness to cultivate your own philosophy and then to share it with others, which you are doing so
That's what I'm
beautifully.
doing. Mm-hmm.
And so this is someone who is not going to be force-fed any narrative or any dogma. You have to find out your own truth, which is why
True.
you're on a quest. It's the centaur,
True.
the integration of the beast and the priest. That's what Russell and I say, or the beastess and the priestess. So there's this integration of the humanity, which is the horse, and the higher kingdom, which is the man. And again, the symbols really tell us a lot. And so that is your sun sign. And then your moon sign is your internal world. So that's your feminine nature, your emotions, your needs, what gives you security or lack thereof. So it's connected to your childhood, your roots, your home, your family, and your mother, which is Scorpio, the next ruling archetype, which is the dark mother. And it's not just your moon in Scorpio. You have your moon, Venus, and Saturn all cozied up together in the sign of Scorpio. So that's a stellium, which means it's very, very strong. Dark Mother is not dark in any way negative. She's dark as an all-powerful and mysterious keeper of all the greatest mysteries. When I told you that people used to look at my chart and gasp when I was growing up, it's because I had five planets in that archetypal area, in the Scorpio area of the chart. It's because this is where the underworld is, where we call sort of like, if we think about, as I say, astrology reflects nature. Scorpio season is when everything dies. And so Scorpios are connected to that process of regeneration, of death and rebirth. Therefore, on a soul level, they go through a lot of those transformative processes, which are the very things that help us evolve on a soul level, but they aren't easy. They're very intense, usually. It can be traumatic. There can be a lot of loss. There can be pain in that. But like the great poet Rumi says, the wound is where the light comes in. It removes all of the facade. And so I'm very passionate about the connection between the light and the dark, meaning, because I said my own path was very much about those underworld experiences. Part of the spiritual awakening process is that death of the ego, that stripping down. And so Scorpio rules that process. It's the snake, when the snake is always shedding. And so this gives you depth and soul and the capacity and the desire, excuse me, to look deeper. So an inclination about what the message is, Scorpio, I mean, excuse me, Sagittarius, is going to have a lot of depth, a lot of soul, and come from a lot of your own dark nights of the soul, most likely. You have Venus there, and it's so close. It's also a ruler, and Venus, excuse me, is Taurus, which is the artist priestess. So this is a creative energy. It's, you know, art, music, singing, dancing, anything that gives us pleasure. And so that is also very strong in you. And then you have Saturn there because they're also close to your moon. That's the elder leader. So that is also an archetypal ruler. So this gives you authority and it gives you structure to bring forth to the world connected to universal law. And then one more archetypal ruler, your rising sign. That's the sign on the horizon between the earth and the sky when you were born. It's what we're rising towards or reaching for is Libra, the archetype of the lover. This is also a very relationally oriented archetype here to find that sacred marriage that can take you further than you can go yourself. Also, the sign of the scales. When the sun enters Libra, we're at the fall equinox. So you're the one that's going to bring harmony, you know, equal night and equal day, or, you know, the diplomat, the mediator, the one that wants to bring the peacekeeper, wants to have a balanced approach as opposed to as in the realm, excuse me, of what it is that you're here to teach. Sagittarius. And I don't know a whole lot about your podcast, but I looked a little bit about it, and the guy's guy has, there's a relational dynamic to it, if I'm correct.
Some aspects of it, yeah. We bring in guests who have something to offer, basically, and there's a lot of it was built on relationships and then some alternative health, and it's just expanded and expanded. So any type of information that can help people, we bring to the show.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. And
Thank
so
you.
Libra is the sacred mirror. So you're here to help reflect people back to themselves and also to learn through the mirror as well.
Can I ask you a question? So
Yeah.
for if somebody out there, they're getting read by you or another astrologer, and they you look at, okay, all of the things you discussed, and then there's what's happened in their life up till now, and then the present point, and then what's to happen going forward. Do you see that as an astrologer?
The future?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So that's what we call transits. So when someone comes to me for the first time, we're going to go deep into the map, the soul blueprint, sort of where we were going just now. But then we're going to say, well, what chapter are you in? And then
Exactly.
we look at the transits. And so, yes. And you know, would you like me to share a couple
Sure,
of transits?
absolutely. Yeah, just
Okay.
so we all get
And
a little taste of that. Yeah.
yeah, for sure. You have a really important a couple of very important aspects this year. First of all, I'll just say this is when we're recording this, we're in the eclipse portal. The eclipses every 6 months are the accelerated evolution that move us forward in our on our soul's path. So it's like when the big changes happen. And so the eclipses for you that happened during this season right now, March 14th and March 29th, happened in your 12th house, which is the existential house, and your seventh house, which is the house of intimacy, the house of Libra. So that says to me that you're starting something new or maybe a renewal in your relational field, either with a partner, a marriage partner, or with your business partners, or it could be all the people you're bringing on the guest on the show because it's the mirror. And there's also something existential. There's something about very deeply personal around you letting go and trusting. That's something we'd have to have more time to go into. Yeah. But some other things that are coming, let me just, I've got my astrology software up here. I just need to pull some numbers
I'm a special
for
guest here,
Saturday.
Shannon Gill. We're doing a little bit of a deep dive into and a top line also at the same time into my chart, so you can get an opportunity to see how Shannon works, and we'll give you Shannon's information in a few minutes.
Thank you. Yeah. So there was a couple of things when I was taking a look here that I wanted to mention. One of them is that you've had the planet Neptune, which is the planet that rules Pisces and which is the mystery. It's the final destination. It's everything we can't define or control. It's the Godhead making a square aspect, a 90-degree angle to your sun over the last year. Your sun is your gift to life. It's your purpose. It's how you shine. And a square can be a conflicting or a challenging aspect. And basically what it's saying is it's a call to spiritualize your life. It's asking you to look around and say, and this might be part of why you're feeling raw. It's sort of like if there's anything that's not of the highest or that doesn't feel like it's like a reevaluation of values, you know, that's where am I right now? And is this really what I want for the rest of my life kind of feeling? And a call to make some adjustments. It also can be a confusing time because you're going to become more sensitive and opening up your capacity to feel beyond the self, beyond the third dimensional reality. It's a very mystical time. And it's going to be really actually all year and into next year as well. So you have just started this. And I think that now that I see it more clearly, this is this connected to this feeling of being raw, which is a beautiful thing. But it also is something to care for. Like you need to protect that, right? The other thing that I was noticing is that the planet Uranus, which is that lightning bolt of change in the hands of destiny, ruler of Aquarius, is in direct opposition to your moon. Your moon is your emotions. It's your internal world. That also could be, you could be feeling a lot of energy, which Uranus and Aquarius is all about evolution, right? Aquarius is the new age, it's the future. So there's something electrical coming into you that is wanting to bring about some change. The moon is also your home. So I would ask, is there any talk of moving? Or updating or upgrading the house?
Not we're probably looking to stay because I had a I'll get into this off the air, but anyhow, we can get into that. But I want to give you a
Okay.
chance because we're getting towards the end of the show, and this is tremendous, and I wanted to get this information out there so people can see how you work, what you'll work with them and how important it is. Amazing job. If I'm going to an astrologer, I'm going to Shannon Gill. And I thank you for being on Guys Guys Radio. You can come back anytime you want and we'll talk about what's going on out there. Some more information for those who want to learn more about astrology and how to use it in practical ways to enhance their lives so they can live their best lives. And I really appreciate you being here today with us on Guys Guys Radio, Shannon Gill.
Thank you so much for having me.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, a fascinating conversation with Shannon Gill, who deems herself as an evolutionary astrologer, synthesizing astrology, Buddhism, Jungian philosophy, and more to really find out about who you are and what you are. And I think it was very interesting that she did my chart. I gave her my information, as we discussed. What you do, you provide your astrologer with your place of birth and the exact time of birth, and then they'll feed it into a computer, they'll get a program out. And really, the reason you're paying the money is for their ability to interpret it, because what you get out is going to be a series of lines across the template. And you have to know how to interpret that, which the lay person doesn't know how. The other thing is we need to go beyond just what the sun signs may tell us for your daily forecast or something like that, because the ascendant sign, the rising sign, the moon sign are all important aspects of kind of your chart. So if you're going to work with an astrologer, make sure you work with a good one. I would suggest getting your chart done at least once in life and see what they have to, the astrologer has to say about you, and make sure they're accredited and have that you have vetted them. Because again, what you're paying for is their ability to interpret your chart. The doing of the chart's not that big a deal because it's usually done by program, but it's the interpretation that has the value there. And Shannon is a good one. So if you want to check her out, we left you her information during the interview portion of the show. So I think another thing you can learn is you can't let astrology and your forecast, if you will, make decisions for you. You have to live your life. You may not think you're compatible with a specific sign, and then you might meet somebody where it all works. So you can use your chart directionally, but I don't think you want to use your chart to make decisions for you. And again, it's not going to predict your future. It's going to give you some indications as to who you are and where you are now and where you might be going and what your purpose may be. And that can be incredibly helpful. However, it's not going to help you necessarily make day-to-day decisions. I don't think you can rely on your chart for that. If you want to, be my guest. And you can get that in the newspaper or the daily, you know, the daily forecast that they have online. But if you want to go a little bit beyond that, I like Astrology Zone, which is, you can find that online. And that has a monthly forecast that's in detail. I think they do a pretty good job there. But there's others, and there's so much online. If you go to YouTube, you can get different astrology forecasts, and they do it for famous people, and you can plug your information. You can probably get your chart and figure it out on your own if you want to, but I'd recommend checking out with somebody who really knows what they're doing for it. Okay, thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of Guys Guys Radio on UK Health Radio. We're back next week with another great show, and until then, like I always say, Guys, finish first.